Yeah, we had two long days of discussion with the councillors, and probably prior to that as well, we would have had all the MDs would have had workshops regarding the county development plan, and it is, and I would encourage people now, when it is going back out again to public consultation, that people engage with it, and people look at it and come back with their views on it, and that's very important, because this is the plan that we'll have up to 2030, and possibly up to 2034, because they're talking about changing plans for 10 years instead of 6 years. So it's very important that the public engage in this, and it'll be today's over, it'll be out with the public.
So important now, particularly given some of the differences of opinion between the OPR and the council, that people do get involved and make their views known, because the council is going to need public support if it's going up against the OPR.
Yeah, that's a big thing as well, because there's a lot of things that were discussed at the two public meetings that we had over the last couple of weeks, that the OPR are sending down aspirations that they say we should do. The councillors are on a different view, and we have to get the support of the people of the county, because this is the only way that we can overturn some of the decisions that the OPR are attempting to do with our county development plan. They always say that it's our plan as the county, but if we let the OPR dictate to us, it won't be our plan at all, it'll be their plan. So we need the public to come out strongly on this here over the next 6 weeks.